This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Bone Goose. It's a Category 17E Goose. Good classic example of the style, classic producer from Limbic. It's a really deep gold color, clear, with a huge, frothy, rocky head. The head color is white. All that looks really nice. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, it's got a real Brett nose, Brettanomyces, funky barnyard horse blanket, but not you know, negative. It's all a very desirable. Aroma. It's got a strong acidic component. I'm getting some other really interesting characteristics like apples and hay and grapefruit and rhubarb. Touch of oak too. No hops. It's a very complex aroma. I like all the components in that. I'm going to give it a 12. Okay, let's taste it. It's fairly sour, but I do get the wheat flavor, as well as the Brett Barnyard character. There's a light malt and oak, very dry finish. It's dry, but there's a little bit of malt there. Get a light grapefruit flavor, no hops, no bitterness, no hop flavor, no diacetyl. The sourness seems very well integrated with the wheat and malt. It's complex and balanced. The palate has some weight to it. It's all very well blended. I'm going to give it a 18 for flavor. The mouthfeel is, it's got a medium light body. Very high carbonation. It's tart, but not astringent. There's some oak in there, but it's all blended in with the sourness. It's not coming off as a astringent feel, and that's a good characteristic. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's a great goose. The Brett is funky but not dominating. The sourness is pleasant and well integrated. It's got some body but finishes dry. Great background flavors, especially the grapefruit. There's a lot going on in that. It's nice to get a sour beer that's not so thin and acidic and, you know, so low pH that it just becomes difficult to drink. It's also good that it has this well-developed Brett character without any of this sort of less desirable, like the enteric diapery, which aren't really a result of Brett. It's a result of other bacteria. It's got, you know, a good wild character in all the good ways. So you need to learn the range of what makes an acceptable wild beer. Just because it's funky and palate assaulting doesn't mean it's good. A lot of people try to pass off infected beers as Belgians, and that's just not good. As a judge, you need to kick those. I'll give that a 9 overall. I like that a lot. It's I guess I also like that there's that malt wheat flavor in there, and it provides a little bit of heft to it, so it's not like drinking like lemonade. It's going for a good balance in a goose is desirable. Goose is always going to be like really highly carbonated because they bottle condition it. So, whereas the straight lumbic is going to be traditionally still. So I like this a lot. It's the Bone Goose. It's a Category 17E Goose. It's got a total score of a 47.